Hello, this is Jake's Tupperware Homunculus, with me, Joel Thomas.
Me, Michael Hicks.
And me, Jake Simkis.
We're going to kick off the show this week, straight in at the deep end. It's Jake's Agony Aunt.
Oh, really? Straight away?
Joe, you have something.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, Jake, I know the last 2 weeks, right, basically the last 2 weeks, it's been pretty obvious. Mike's made them both up. He didn't make it that convincing by calling the people Bruce and well, I can't remember who the other one was, but this one is an actual one. I can't say the name this week because it's an actual friend who came to me with a problem. I had to try and answer it, but I wanted to see what you would give as advice. And the problem is basically, Jake, he's recently started going out with this girl. She smoked, you know, like quite regularly. I don't know how many a day. But, you know, a regular smoker.
50?
I don't know about that many, Mike. But, yeah, she's sort of given up now, really, because since they've been going out. But she still, like, goes out in a night out and will have the odd sneaky fag with her friends, and it really gets on it. He really doesn't like it, and he finds it really gets in the way of a relationship, to the point where he's thinking of breaking up with her. And literally, I just wanted to know what your opinion would be, Jake, and should he break up with her? Yeah, that's better. I know the volume's up. Probably people haven't been able to hear us to this point. But anyway,
technical difficulties once again.
I know, again. But that wasn't our fault. That was their fault. Because the people who were here before us, because they were the ones who kept it on that quiet volume, unless they got really loud voices.
I'm not saying nothing.
But anyway, Jake, you heard the problem.
Yeah.
What's your answer, please?
For the listeners, because I couldn't hear that through the mic.
Okay.
So, could you summarise again, please?
Yeah, basically, he goes out with this girl. She gave up smoking, pretty much, because he absolutely hates smoking. Yeah, he absolutely hates smoking, Jake. And although she's pretty much given up, she still has the odd sneaky fag. But even that really gets on his nerves. He doesn't like it. He's tried talking to her about it, tried getting her to stop. She said that she still is going to have the odd sneaky fag, and it's annoying him up to the point where he's thinking of breaking up with her. But what's your
Jake,
advice on this?
It sounds like this man needs your
help. I mean,
this
is full on. This is actual advice needed.
Well, I think that...
Yes,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I can't hear me at all. I can hear the other two through my headphones. I can't hear me at all. This is something I wouldn't like to talk about on air, obviously. But I think that obviously your girlfriend, she's...
Not my girlfriend. Oh, right, I'm talking to
the listener here.
Sorry.
I feel like it's not really my place to say, but as an agony aunt, I suppose I have to, don't I?
It's your place, don't worry.
She's your girlfriend. That doesn't make her like an object or anything like that. I wouldn't accuse you of thinking that, but it's important not to be in that sort of mindset. I mean, it's obvious that you're looking out for her. I don't know why you particularly don't like it. I mean, whatever
Jake,
the reason.
What's your opinion on smoking?
I think love should conquer all. Think so, Jake?
Yeah.
I don't think it's really got
just
much to do with
it out
that.
There.
I mean, if this boy didn't love this girl, then he wouldn't be that upset in the first place, would he?
What's your...
I think it's a very noble thing to do, isn't it? It's almost like if you'll love her, let her go sort of thing.
If Dolly was smoking, are you going to say the same thing?
No.
All right, if Dolly was smoking, what would you... would that affect you at all, or would you not worry about it too much?
I'd much rather she didn't.
Well, right. You wouldn't break up with her, though, would you?
I would no. I probably wouldn't break up with her, but I'm not particularly strong-willed, anyways. So regardless, I don't think I would. I don't know. I'd probably
Jake. Do you think smoking is cool, Joe? You said you think it's cool.
Well, I wouldn't do it. But, like, I just think that some when you see some iconic, but you know, like Jimmy Dean and all that sort of thing.
But what if you've seen a fat Charlie girl puffing away in a Marlboro?
Oh well, I don't think that's cool.
Not so
don't get
iconic.
Me wrong. I think it can look cool with like people like Jimmy Dean and all that sort of thing, but
it takes a glamour to it.
Some random, you know, chav. That isn't cool. But anyway,
no offense to any chavs.
Anyway, I won't mention your name, Luke. But Jake's answered your question, I think, and now it's time for a song, do you reckon?
Yeah, Your choice this week for the first one.
All right, okay.
You come up trumps for this one.
I love this song. It's probably one of my top 10 songs. It's by The Who, and it's Baba O'Reilly. Just to let you guys know, Dan just texted in. He didn't text the number. And he wants to know the studio number so he can text in, which seems a bit stupid, Dan, because you've texted me and I've read it, so you could just text me if you want. But it's a good point. So, Jake, if you can read out the number, please.
Okay. Jake, Tupperware Homunculus, please feel free to phone in. Our studio number, again, is 075-287-17536. That's 075-287-17536.
It's also on the internet if you missed that, which you probably didn't, because you read that twice.
Right, another big story in the news this week was legendary DJ Jimmy Savile has passed away.
Poor old Jimmy.
Got up with a great gig in the sky.
Jingle Jangle Jewelry.
So he's famous for his Jimbo Fix-It show.
Yeah.
When I was 7 years old, or 6 years old, I wrote in asking to meet Maradona.
All right.
No reply. I'm still waiting. So the question for you two, if the show was still running and Jim could fix it for you, what would you want fixing?
The thing is with Jim will fix it, I don't know if you, because like, I remember people before saying they always used to have like pretty rubbish sort of... you know,
like
wishes and stuff.
But the reason, sausage was made.
The reason for that, obviously, is because they're not going to be able to. They'd go for whatever's cheap. So Maradona, that was never going to happen, was it, Mike?
No, he was the most famous person.
If it was like, I saw on the, they brought it back for a bit on like Gold or Dave or something. And
even Vernon Kay and other people.
Yeah, yeah. Anton, dancing with Anton Dubec, you know. Oh. They can set that up for you.
I would have done that one.
But even if it was anything in the world, I don't know. Jake, what would you do if anything in the world, what wish would you have?
If Jim could fix it for you, Jake.
If Jim could fix it...
Oh, you're repeating the question? We did a thing today that if Jake answers the question by repeating the question, he has to say a line. And so, go ahead, Jake. You have to
he
say
is the human echo.
What line am I saying again?
Oh no, I dropped my biscuit, but you have to do it with enthusiasm.
I have to do it with enthusiasm.
Oh, you did it again, so you've got to do it twice.
Oh no, I've dropped my biscuit.
And again.
Oh no, I've dropped my biscuit.
Now, Jake, what would your wish be if Virgil could do it?
Well, I've never actually watched this, so I don't really get the concept.
Well, basically, a kid would write in and he'd give his biggest wish, so it'd be something like Mike said. Being able to meet Maradona or something like that.
Yeah. What would you like?
Anything. It could be like traveling to the moon. Anything.
I would like to own the Dragon Ball manga box set.
You'll have to explain this because people like Mike won't have a clue what that means.
I'm lost.
That really was off the cuff. They're very pretty comic books.
How much do they go for?
A lot, probably about £70 on Amazon.
Oh, and you're just asking for that?
I was doing something off the cuff.
That's not off the cuff, that's just being...
I know, you had anything in the world. You could be like, going to visit the moon or
something. Yeah, right, just want a £70 box set.
I know.
How about we come back to it at the end of the show? I'll have a think.
All right.
Right,
if we have time, that's something to look forward to.
Mine would probably be... It's a bit boring, though, again. It's
go on,
like
meet the Beatles.
Well, the Romanians.
If I
could go back in time, I'd like to be able to see the Beatles probably play.
Oh, brilliant. That's a good one.
But, if it was something that I'd be able to do, you know, properly, I suppose it'd be something like... Oh, that's quite hard, actually.
We'll have a think.
We'll
come back.
We'll both have a think.
Jake?
Go on, go, Jake.
Sorry. Being the text receiver, I've received the text which says, we was told there would be a Soccer with Stan segment this week. Do any of you two have any idea about that?
Yes.
Did it just say we was told?
It says we was told.
We don't answer anything with bad grammar.
I just received another text now. Okay. I don't know if this is the same person. Jamie from North Carolina.
What?
Your show is lacking a sports segment. If that's what you're expecting...
Well, if you're from North Carolina, you won't want to know the British sport anyway, would you? So.
Well, I'm sure Joel can mock something up for you. If you were expecting something completely different, then I'm very sorry.
In Darfur football... Cardiff City are still doing pretty rubbish. You know, they're still in the championships. They're in it for ages. They're underperforming. If you're supporting them, give up.
Right. We've got another agony aunt, Jake.
Okay. Can I just...
Yes.
I'm going to make an effort to read out the majority of texts we get.
Okay.
Unless there's lots through them, I just can't...
Do you want to read another one before you...
Yeah. Well, we've had three. It says, my favourite part of the show is when it finishes. So we've got some hate mail.
Who said that?
That's our first hate mail. They haven't said.
No.
They're cowards, Mike. They're not even saying. Say your name or don't text. All right?
We did try and clear that up last show, but I imagine you're probably
mail,
not a very...
Send us a name.
A very...
I bet that's Gary Merrill.
Yeah, it's hate mail for Jake.
Right,
oh, well, that's okay.
I was
going to
say nasty. I was going to say regular,
just not for the show.
The word just escaped me. Very sorry.
Right, Jake, here we go. Agony aunt number two of the night. This comes from me. I was walking down Wharton Street after the show last week, and I looked left, and in the bar copa, there was two women breastfeeding.
Right.
I think it was synchronized breastfeeding.
Right.
My eyes nearly popped up in my head.
Is that a dick event?
Or synchronized breastfeeding.
Yep.
Could be. Right, what's your opinion, Jake?
Well, I'd say it's probably much easier for you to do it if there's someone by your side doing the same sort of thing.
Do you think I should have knocked on the window and say, put them away?
No, I think it's a bit strange, really, to be doing that sort of thing out in public. I know there are benefits for it, obviously. There are benefits to breast milk.
They were right against the window. They're just shoving it in my face.
Well, I wouldn't... I wouldn't confront them about it. I feel like that's causing lots more bother than just keeping it to yourself and thinking, I mean, you haven't kept it to yourself, have you? You've announced it on the radio, so...
Nor are they.
But you have to think, Jake.
I have to think? Do you want me to say whether it's acceptable or not?
The baby needs food, though.
I think it's perfectly acceptable if that's what the mother chooses to do.
But this is not Woodstock and it's not 1970.
I certainly wouldn't do it myself.
You wouldn't do it yourself.
No, I hope you would do it yourself.
If you see Jake in a Starbucks with the...
Yeah, with a baby sucking on his dry teat. Then please text in the show. Right.
Music.
Oh, yeah. I think this is one of the best songs of the 90s. Not many people hear this band or this song. Manchester.
Probably not, Ben.
Yeah, it is. Wait until you hear it. It's a Manchester band.
All right.
So they got the seal of quality. This is a band called Pure Essence. And this is a song called This Feeling.
Roll a track.
Jake, earlier today we went for a Chinese. You very kindly invited us over to your flat.
Over your gaff.
In order to eat it. I thought the Chinese was delicious, and I think you did as well.
It was lovely.
But Mike can't comment, because it's Culinary Corner today, isn't it? And Mike will play the jingle in a bit. Actually, play it now, Mike. Go on.
Okay.
Here it is. God, this is brilliant.
Get off my bleeding chips, Culinary Corner.
Don't put on mics now. So Yeah, Mike can't really comment on this calorie corner today because Mike won't eat. You want to eat anything, Mike? Will you, Jake?
I'm fiddling with a CD at the moment.
He did take a detour to have a Subway. In all fairness, he did eat a Subway.
Yeah, but a Subway. That's not trying anything new.
No,
that's
he won't.
A sandwich.
He doesn't fancy Chinese or Indian foods.
Not in a racist way.
He's clicking again. What have you done? Are you Kiwi? Is that a Kiwi? What it is?
I think he has a bit of a phobia of these.
Explain yourself, Mike.
I thought it would make me ill.
Why?
I just don't like the look.
Yeah, but Mike, I can't believe you've gone through life without having. You haven't had Chinese.
Nope, never.
You've never had an Indian.
Never.
Or anything.
Never.
Mexican food.
No. Never tasted an omelette.
An omelette. Yeah. Is that British? It's pretty much scrambled eggs with cheese in it.
Never had a cup of coffee.
You've never even tried it?
No.
He didn't have pasta until he was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Mike, I don't even know why you're doing a thing called Culinary Corner.
Please keep this in mind for all of the ensuing Culinary Corners, that Mike is very, very blinkered when it comes to food.
But I'd say that it was a pretty good Chinese. I'd give it a 7.
What did you have?
I had chow mein. This means nothing to you, doesn't it, Mike? I had sweet and sour chicken and rice. But then I was only buying for myself, so I didn't buy much. And also I was hoping that Mike would try some, so I went for something that was a bit less exotic.
Tell the listeners what you did.
Oh, I got a chip, that exotic thing. Put it in, Jake had some sweet and sour that they'd finished with, so I put it in the...
I hadn't finished with
it. No. It was the empty sort of tray of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I nicked your chip, I'll admit that. And then I dipped that in the sauce, and then...
He ruined my sandwich.
I threw it on Mike's sandwich and told him to eat it.
Mike was very cross.
Yeah, I know. It was a tiny bit on your sandwich, and you were furious.
You tried wiping it off, and it didn't work.
And you said that it was... you could taste it.
I could. It was a strong taste.
It was a tiny little bit, which you wiped off.
My sandwich went all wet.
You wiped it off.
You made my sandwich wet.
No, I
didn't. It was lovely.
Scores? Jake, you haven't told the
listeners. I would give it, because it's. I believe the system's out of 5 forks, and you treat them a bit like Michelin stars, don't you, Michael? Well, I'm not going to, but I'm going to rate it out of 5 forks, so I'm going to say that if I had to rate it out of 5, I would give it 4 forks out of 5. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It was nice.
What was the name of the establishment?
I can't remember, Joe. Can you remember what it was called?
No. It was on City. It was one of the many Chineses on City Road.
It was the one opposite Tesco Express.
Yeah, that's it, on City Road. So now you know.
It had a bit of a beige sign.
That narrows it down.
You were going to have a guest on today, weren't you, Mike?
Yes, we were going to have Norwegian Eric, but he's jumped ship with Ben James.
Yeah, so it can't have been Ben who sent us.
Them two have gone on a date.
Yep.
And they're watching the Arctic Monkeys.
Even though you've said, I don't know if it's true, 9 o'clock seems quite a late start to me. But
yeah.
You said it starts at 9 o'clock, and if that's true, Eric, you should be here right now.
Yeah.
There's no skiving on this show.
You'll get one more chance.
One more chance, Eric, that's all you'll get.
Jake, how many chances have you given Eric? Another one?
So, what are we giving now? 3 chances.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so, 3.
We've got to be kind to our friends overseas.
So
we'll
what?
See how it goes.
Kind but fair.
Got a lot of making up to do, Eric.
I don't want to be strict, but,
but
if we give him 3 chances, it sounds like he's got 2 free goes of skiving, doesn't it? So he can't be having that.
And because he's not a regular anyway, I think we should only give him 2, so he was the one, so he's got 1 left.
And Eric, if you mess this chance up, remember, you're stuck presenting a show with Julia. Are we playing a... are we playing a record?
Are we? Yeah, go on, man. Who's in now?
This is your choice. My favourite guitarist of all time.
It's probably regarded as the best guitarist of all time, I suppose, and it's Jimi Hendrix.
But last term, you just winding up, you said Clapton was your favourite.
I think he is better than Jimi Hendrix.
Have I turned you?
No, you haven't, because I've always liked Jimi Hendrix, but I just never thought he was better than Clapton. But anyway, here he is with Purple Haze.
I think we just busted the monitor, it's too loud.
Jimi Hendrix, that's how Jimi Hendrix got to be played, and that was Purple Haze. So, Jake, speaking of guitarists, who's your favourite guitarist, would you say?
I don't think he's the best guitarist.
Ooh.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix.
But no, I'm talking about my favorite guitarist. I was.
All right, yeah, you don't think he's.
Oh, okay, you're just saying he's your favorite.
I'm saying my favorite guitarist.
Okay.
Is not the best guitarist.
But he's your favorite.
But he's my favorite. He is Darren Malakian or Malakian. I'm not sure.
System of a Down.
Pronounce it. Yes, yeah, the System of a Down guitarist. I think he's a fantastic guitarist. I think he has a wonderful sound.
What do you think of System of a Down, Mike? Go on. be honest. This is an honest show.
Not my cup of mustard.
Anyway,
right. The story I tried to persuade you to. Tequila wants people to pose for a nude calendar.
Yep.
Jake is up for it.
I am most certainly not.
I'm not up for it either, to be honest with you, Mike.
Can you tell me why? It's for a good cause.
Why don't I want to pose naked for a new calendar?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it, but as long as I can wear a t-shirt and trousers.
Oh, alright. Jake, just me and you, buddy.
Well, Jake just said he's certainly not.
Yeah,
I'd much rather not. I don't think we're...
We need listeners.
I don't think we're big enough or...
Can you rephrase that,
overly
please?
...overly attractive enough to... I don't think it's a good idea for various reasons.
Any ethical reasons?
Any ethical reasons?
Oh, you repeated it. You repeated the question.
You got to say it.
Go on. I probably missed it.
With do enthusiasm.
It, yeah, go yeah. on.
Oh, no, I dropped... I think that... Where was I? I think that ethically it would be bad for Joel.
Yeah.
I think I would be harming Joel in many ways.
Harming Joel? How?
Insisting we go through with it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I don't really want to.
I've had a wax already.
Well, that doesn't matter.
I went through all that pain.
I don't care. That is no concern for me. I'm probably not a few.
Jake, I booked you in for a spray tan.
I don't want a spray tan.
Tough you're having one.
I don't want a spray tan.
Joe?
Spray
tan?
No, I'm alright, thanks.
I booked you in at the gym as well, both of you.
I mean, this face doesn't need no tanning. It's exactly. Beautiful as it is.
He'll sell anything.
And I think you'll agree, listeners. Oh, we got a text.
We have a text. Wait while I open it.
We got to wait for Jake to read if it's just in case it's explicit.
Have we got any N-dubs?
We don't do
requests. Oh, my God. Who's this?
We don't do any requests.
Stan Johnson, is that you?
No.
Can we?
No.
Can we knock together some out? I mean, I don't mind.
No, we can't.
I mind.
Can't.
I mean, is there any N-dubs track where they don't swear?
God,
I don't know much about N-dubs, but they look like the type of band this way.
Obviously, every single has a version where they don't swear.
Yeah, I think
they
appeal to children, don't they?
I don't know.
Like a child's band?
If you're a parent and your child's role model's Dappy, then I don't think you've done a very good job.
I'm very, very
as
sorry.
As controversial as that might be.
It's not my fault, but no, we can't pick that for you.
It's not Jake's fault. Me and Michael take the rap for this. We're not doing requests, so we might.
Go on YouTube.
I would.
Jake would do requests, but Jake's not on the computer, so he can't. He's around the.
Well, I can't see anything outside.
The studio is set up with me and Mike on the. Well, we're up by the soundboard, and then Jake. We like to talk at Jake.
I can't see anything, except for the phone.
Because, as Mike always says, Jake is the gift that keeps on giving.
He's the show's moral compass.
And we wouldn't be doing.
If
we hadn't met Jake, we wouldn't be doing this show, I don't think, would we, Mike? So
this is a platform for Jake.
We have to talk at him across the desk.
But he does like it, though.
But, after this, just before we play another track, Mike...
Wait a minute, I got something else to mention.
Oh, here, okay.
I mentioned last week...
Yep.
That last Friday, it was a class night out.
Okay.
So we've got class night out gossip.
Ooh.
Coming up.
From a source.
Yeah, and I'll mention his name. Thomas Griffiths. Jake, are you looking forward to all this gossip?
You worry me.
Jake,
you do worry me.
But anyway, we'll have a song in between then, so you can wait until then to hear the dishy goss. So, what song's next then, Mike?
If you don't appreciate the next song, you're deaf.
And that was Jeff Buckley with Last Goodbye. Jake, we've decided to do a feature now where you come on. Well, I don't know if we'll do it every week. It depends how many games you play. But you're going to talk about a game when you've got something to say. This week you've bought a new game, I hear.
Is he introduced at first? Jake's a big gaming fan, but he doesn't like the modern games.
He doesn't like modern games so much. He likes...
Games from 90s?
Early 2000s, more so.
What do you think's wrong with modern games?
They're expensive.
Is that the only reason?
That's one of the reasons.
In about, 10 years' time, will you be playing the games?
I don't think gaming has gained much. I wouldn't say it's lost anything, but I don't think it's really gained much either.
And I know what you're saying, man. The graphics and stuff like that are quite good these days, I'd
say. Can I lead on to the game I was playing? Thought the graphics were really fun. I mean, I know they're supposed to be cartoony anyway. It was Simpsons Hit and Run. It was a game from 2003, so that makes it 8 years old.
Ooh.
Such a fun game. It was like Grand Theft Auto, but with more of a sort of a platform feature. There were set levels. They were like circles, except for the last one, which was a cut-off circle. There were 7 levels. I did say 7, didn't I?
And
they consisted of missions, and it was lovely. It was like Grand Theft Auto, but it was much, much easier, which is nice for me. It only took me 3 days.
I found it way harder than The Simpsons.
Really?
The Simpsons and Grand Theft Auto. But then again, I haven't played it for a few years, but from what I remember of it, I found it really hard sometimes. Oh. Some of the racing ones with the cars, and you had to sort of get to somewhere in so many seconds. I found that quite hard. But then maybe that's just me.
Anyway, it was a really, really fun game. It was quite an easy game, despite what Joel says.
It
took a really good platform. It made the balance better, in my eyes, and it took out all the vice.
Which is the best level on there?
The best level on there, I would have to say, Bart Simpson's level 6.
And that's the one... Oh, no, because he isn't he, kidnapped by aliens at one point?
He's kidnapped by aliens.
At the beginning?
You don't play... Well, he's kidnapped at the end of level 2.
Oh, right, okay.
You don't play as kidnapped Bart.
No.
But once he's all good again, you get to drive around in a Ferrari as Bart Simpson at Squidport.
The rocket cars are the best.
Cars are terrible.
Aren't there something completely different?
Yeah.
Because that's three... Are studying journalism.
Yes.
We thought we'd fit in a journalism story. Me and Joel yesterday tried to get an autograph. No, interview.
Yeah.
We got the autographs.
Yeah, we got the autographs. I got the autographs. We both went to HMV because the Manic Street Preachers were signing their new CD, National Treasures.
Yes, compilation of all the singles.
So we thought, we'll go. And we knew it was happening, so we thought we got to get a story by Friday, I think it is.
Yeah.
And
so we had a plan of action, didn't we?
Yeah, so we thought, and Mike said, they're the sort of people who will give us an interview. So we went there. I didn't really want to ask him anything, so I left it all to Mike to do. And then I offered to take Mike's CD to get it signed, so I was in front of the mic. I went up, I gave the two, my CD and Mike's CD to them for them to sign. And as they were signing, the guy who was sort of controlling the queue.
I was prepared with a recorder in hand.
Yep.
I thought I'd sneak through while Joel takes the attention away from me.
Yeah.
So I put the recorder in Sean's mouth.
Yeah.
Well, not in his mouth.
No. But
hope for an interview.
You charged him like some sort of bull.
But the bouncer come across, big bald-headed fat guy. Quintessential bouncer.
And he was like, I was getting a sign, and I wasn't looking at this point, and I agree it was a bouncer shouting, put it away.
And he sort of shooed us off, didn't he?
Well, not me, you. Yeah. Just you. You got manhandled, didn't you, Mike?
So we were outside getting interviews then?
Yeah. But the funny thing was, because I was watching Mike getting manhandled by a bouncer.
He was just laughing.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying any attention to the manic, so I was like standing right by. And what's the tall one's name now? Nicky.
Nicky.
I turned around and he was like looking at me expectantly because obviously he thought I was a big fan of him and he couldn't understand why I wasn't paying him any attention whatsoever. But speaking of the manics, I think you've got the manics coming up, have you, Mike?
Yeah, this is the manics.
And that was the Manic Street Preachers with, yes, it's called You Love Us.
Didn't love us much yesterday, did they?
No, not Mike anyway, they love me. But Jake, you've got a bit of sort of a plug at the moment, don't you? So plug away.
I do. I feel now is the right time to plug my Darling Girlfriend radio show, which will, I think, be starting this week. I'm not entirely sure, but you should... I think it's starting this week. It's on a Friday, and it'll be weekly on a Friday, from midnight to 1 o'clock, maybe two. And it'll be very, very good. They're doing a little bit of dubstep. They would be doing a lot more, but people have been giving that reaction. So there's going to be a mix in there, and they're going to have some fantastic banter. My girlfriend is very, very comical, and so are her new uni friends. So you should please, please tune into that. It's at Fridays from midnight until 1 in the morning. If you're up, you might as well.
And I can back up that she's comical, because she made Mike look like a right... I'm trying to think of a word you can say on radio.
Tool.
Right, tool. Earlier. I can't remember what she said, but it was when we were in the Chinese. She was basically making him look stupid for his weird sort of unpicky... You know,
she was mocking my taste buds.
His picky way with food, yeah.
She was mocking my taste buds. Scandalous.
And she made you look like a right tool.
No, she didn't. I've got another story.
All right.
Happened last week. I want Jake's thoughts on this as well. I was coming home from the specials gig at the Cardiff CIA, and they were brilliant.
All right.
And a guy in a wheelchair wheeled past. Obviously, didn't obviously wheel past. And he ran over my foot.
What did you do?
I wasn't happy, Bunny. I couldn't go running the following day.
Did you curse?
No.
Oh, really? You just held it in.
I thought, what would Jake say? So I said, damn it.
All right. No, I don't think Jake would say damn it.
Oh, bother.
Yeah, call crikey or something. What would you say, Jake?
I'd probably squeal, but I wouldn't say anything obscene. Jake? I think it would be wrong to. You shouldn't be in his way.
Poor man,
he didn't choose to be in that wheelchair. You were in his way. You probably gave him one hell of a jolt by putting your foot in the way of his wheel.
He was just trying to see the specials, which he probably paid a good bit of money for. He's in a wheelchair, so he can't see over the crowd. So, he's got to get about.
I now have a massive tyre mark over my desert tracks.
Do you, actually?
Yeah, it's not coming up either.
How were the specials? You said it was pretty good, didn't you?
So if the guy who ran over my foot is listening...
Which he probably isn't, because I don't think that's likely.
Could you text in, you owe me no pair of desert tricks?
We have got time for a song. What time is it? 5:02.
Yeah, let's put another one in, quickly.
Yeah.
Joel picked this one, and it's one of my favourites as well.
Yes.
By a band I'm going to see in the summer.
They announced that they were getting back together about, when was it, the week before last, I think.
A couple of weeks ago.
And, it's the Stone Roses, and it's made of stone. That was the Stone Roses with Made of Stone. We have to sort of
fade
that one out a bit, but Jake, you need to quickly say something.
Yes, we've cut that song short so I can plug my girlfriend's show again. Just to let everyone know, Fridays, midnight until 1, it's on Express Radio, Cardiff's student radio channel. Express Radio.
Yeah. Just search for that on the internet. Express Radio, I think.
So, please do tune in.
That's about it for this week.
Yep.
Thank you for listening.
Good show, you reckon?
Yeah. No technical difficulties?
No, not so many. But next song
it's
is...
It's been
Mike.
Tapping.
Yeah, true.
There's always tapping. This is Counting Crows and Murder of One.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed the show.